Watcher, and a very, very happy new year from me, Mike Wynn, and an equally warm welcome to The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. My own New Year's resolution, more numbers and less waffle. No more fumbly-bumbly stuff. Here's hoping. And we start 2016 with a solo piano medley. The pianist is David Benoy. It's an early 2015 recording. The album is actually a duet with singer Jane Monheit. But, with no disrespect to Ms. Monheit, we chose the only piano solo on the album. I might well play one of her vocals next week. Leonard Bernstein's love theme from Candide, and of course, Stephen Sondheim's glorious Send in the Clowns, dedicated by Benoy to his mother, Betty June. Next, a bebop standard. Thank you. Moose the Mooch, a Charlie Parker combo, and here recorded at the Shaw Cultural Centre in Euclid, Ohio in September 92 by the Associate Professor of Jazz Studies at the University of Akron, Ohio, John A. Shantz, but known to us as Jack. We have featured him just once before when he teamed up with Oscar Peterson, but here he's the leader on trumpet and flugelhorn, Chip Stevens piano, Jeff Halsey bass, and Val Kent drums. Val, by the way, is a male. You don't get many male Vals. Love this next song.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. And there was music, and there were wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Till There Was You was written in 1957 by Meredith Willson for his musical, very successful musical, The Music Man. But I bet most of us think of the recording by the Beatles first and foremost. It was on their second album, With the Beatles. But here it's on a March 1961 recorded Prestige album. So, 2 years and 3 months before Paul McCartney sang it in July 63. Etta Jones is the singer, Jimmy Neely piano, Wally Richardson on guitar, Michael Moulier bass, Rudy Lawless drums. And under our new chatless regime, I won't mention that the recording engineer was another Rudy, Rudy Van Gelder. But I will tell you that he's the engineer on this next Prestige LP. Benny Goldson's compo Big Ben, but here recorded in August 55 for Prestige by tenor man James Moody. I say tenor man James Moody, he swaps to alto for two songs, I should have said. The liner notes call this a Hallelujah track. Dave Burns on trumpet, and we must feature him again as a leader soon. William Shepherd on trombone, Numa Pee-wee Moore baritone, Jimmy Boyd piano, John Latham bass, and Clarence Johnson drums. Singer Eddie Jefferson appears on one track as well. A new rule, if I may, I'm allowed one bit of waffle per show. If you go to the Royal Festival Hall for a gig, do please go onto the balcony towards the top of the building, the highest one you're allowed on, certainly, and you'll get the most magnificent view of Big Ben through the middle of the London Eye. Magic stuff. Next, a Maori farewell song.
Thank you.
bassist Charlie Hayden's Quartet West, with Ernie Watts tenor, Alan Broadbent piano, and Laurent Marable on drums, recorded in July 95 in Paris. Paris, France, the liner notes helpfully tell me, plus a 26-piece string orchestra. Alan Broadbent, New Zealand-born, arranged Now Is The Hour, the Māori farewell song Harare Rā. Now is the hour when we must say goodbye. Soon you'll be sailing far across the sea. While you're away, oh then, remember me. When you return, you'll find me waiting here. Let's stay in this somewhat reflective mood. Here's a sensationally evocative solo voice on the Slave Song, detailing their children being sold off separately from their parents. And you can really feel the natural anguish in this song.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long ways from a home. A long ways from a home. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. A long ways from a home. A long ways from a home.
Oddly, rather like the first album we featured this week, this is a piano voice duet album, except for this one plaintive voice solo of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. The singer is Jean Lee, and this New York November 61 recording is from her very first album as a leader, one of only a handful she made, as she was mainly known as a poet rather than a singer. Her father had been a professional singer, so no surprise that she took up singing. But Jean Lee's university subjects were child psychology, literature and dance. Interesting combo. Her duo partner on all the other tracks is pianist Rand Blake, and he's also allowed his own solo spot. And here it is.
Thank you.
And that was written by Rand Blake, well, largely improvised on the spot by Rand Blake. Church on Russell Street, written for the Church of God in Christ, Hartford, Connecticut. I should really now play the two of them, Jean and Rand, together, as that's the point of this LP, called The Newest Sound Around. But we don't have time after those two solo pieces. Rand Blake's piano work can be utterly impossible to comprehend. So way out weird as to be unlistenable to, at least by me. At other times, he can produce gems like that. Diamonds, in fact. Big band next, the Dutch Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
A fabulous version of a Billy Strayhorn compo. That was Pretty Girl. Strays wrote it in 56, just after he, Strays, had returned to the Ellington Fold, and he wrote it specifically to feature the alto of the wonderful Johnny Hodges, who himself had just returned to the Ellington gang. Here it's played by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, featuring Albert Beltman on alto. The Dutch Jazz Orchestra, an 18-piecer, is under the leadership of Jerry Van Ruygen, and they've made four fantastic albums on Challenge Records of the music of Billy Strayhorn, three of them, this one included, of Stray's compos, and the fourth of Strayhorn arrangements of standards. And we're indebted to Walter van der Leer for his tireless research into finding all the original Strayhorn scores and orchestrating them. Incidentally, Strays reused Pretty Girl in the much-acclaimed Shakespearean-inspired suite Such Sweet Thunder that he co-wrote with Duke Ellington when Pretty Girl was reused as The Star-Crossed Lovers. And now, from Amsterdam, we travel to Stockholm.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, we're going back to the bad old days. I'll try and make this as complicated as I can. Two Swedish Society LPs have been reissued on a single Swedish Society CD. Well, one LP and side one of the second LP. The leader is the Swedish pianist Nils Lindberg, who actually conducts on that number rather than plays piano. The album is called Dalecarlian Paintings. Dalecarlian is a province in Sweden. Lindberg's home province, in fact. The Dalecarlian painters depict scenes from the Bible, but in their own Swedish villages, and the characters portrayed as the then 19th century Swedish people. That was Ballad from Mockfjärd, recorded Feb 73. And if I may, I'll play you one more Dalecarlian painting-inspired song. It's short, and it's totally, totally different. The Blessed Day, Nils Lindberg on organ. Very, very churchy. So quickly, we need to get back to the real thing. If that sounded like a prayer, well, this next one is called Prayer. Prayer from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. This Milan recorded July 94 album is by the Jazz Class Orchestra. It's a 13-piece all-Italian museo organisation, but one who regularly welcomes visiting American soloists. No, not just Americans, as Francie Boland and Franco Ambrosetti are amongst the special guests on other recordings. On this one, it's altoist Phil Woods, who we dedicated a whole show to recently on his sad passing. And I think I need to be congratulated on not choosing Summertime. Close call, though. Let's funk it up, he said carefully. Was called Magic Blues, blues spelt B-L-U-Z-E, a quintet led by pianist Mike Longo in 2011. Great ensemble playing. The song was written by Jimmy Owens, who's on trumpet. Lance Bryant is on tenor, Bob Cranshaw bass and Lewis Nash drums. I'm rushing to squeeze in two more. You're going to love this next one. Thank you. That's from an eclectic album by Nigel Kennedy, music inspired by the likes of Dave Brubeck, Fats Waller, J.S. Bach, et al., recorded at the Abbey Road Studios in London in December 2012. That song was Pour de Sol by Z. Gomez, Kennedy on first violin, Barbara Zywecka second violin, and interesting to see that in Polish, Barbara is shortened to Bazia, Rolf Buzalb on guitar, Jaron Stawy on bass, and Krzysztof Zajdzik drums. And sincere apologies to all of them, except Nigel Kennedy, for undoubtedly mangling all their names. We've just time for our closer, and it's appropriately called Goodbye. It's by the NY4, and that's no doubt a takeoff of the LA4, although LA there stood for Lorindo Almeida as well as Los Angeles. Here, this New York-based quartet of veterans includes John Bunch piano, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, the rather younger Jay Leonard on bass, and Warren Vache cornet. Recorded November 2005, the album is called Sweet and Lovely. The song is, as you know, Goodbye. I'd say my New Year resolution was holding up reasonably well, but this is only week one of 2016. I hope you've enjoyed all the numbers this week and hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, keep well, and Happy New Year.